Well, we are in the early stages of February, finally out of that polar vortex, and hopefully we can whisk away some of this winter weather for a little while longer. Coming up a little bit later on this month, Saturday, February 23rd to be exact, North Ridgeville Community Care hosting a Soup for the Spirit event. And here to tell us more about that is June Yost with North Ridgeville Community Care. June, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. Thank you.
Well, let's get into the Soup for the Spirit event. We mentioned Saturday, February 23rd, the festivities begin at 6 o'clock. What are the details? What's going on here?
Well, this is our board's fundraiser, and it's held at Tom's Country Place. And it's a fun evening of all kinds of games and prizes and raffles and excellent food at Tom's. It's just a good time, place where a lot of people can come and show their support for community care and help us earn the money to carry out our many programs.
You mentioned that there's going to be a lot of cool games and raffles. I know you guys have sideboards as well with some prizes that are available along the way. What kinds of prizes are available at the event?
Well, there's many surprise baskets that people have donated. It could be anything from an Italian dinner to health and beauty things, jewelry, just all kinds of everything.
And what kinds of games do you guys play at this event?
Well, there are all kinds of games of chance. There are the sideboards. There are also the Chinese raffle. Then there is usually a couple of special prizes that you can bid on. Those we never know for sure what they are until that night.
So it's a surprise, right? So all the more reason for folks to come on down to Tom's Country Place on Saturday, February 23rd, and it's at 6 o'clock, and you're there till normally 11 o'clock at night, is that right?
Yes, It's a full evening, and the Spectrum of Sound from the high school is going to perform for us this year, and we'll have a traveling magician and lots of fun things for the evening.
Now, this is a fundraising event that allows you to do a number of different things. And for those that aren't necessarily aware of what North Ridgeville Community Care does and who you serve, give us an idea as to what the funding at this event allows you to do.
Okay. We are the helping agency for North Ridgeville, and we provide food and utility assistance, sometimes medicine, and just about any need that people have. They can come in and talk to us about, and if we can't handle it right there at North Ridgeville Community Care, we can refer them on to someone who can help them. We have an open-door policy. They stop by, and they can be seen usually as they walk in the door.
And you guys have a lot of great programs as well along those same lines. And I want to give you an opportunity here to kind of highlight some of these great programs. And they range from food pantries to financial prescription assistance. Give us a rundown as to some of the programs that you guys provide.
Of course, the food is the primary one. They can come in and we go through a brief interview, determine the need, and then see what we can do to help them. Many times it's with a utility, or it could be with housing, perhaps a house payment or rent payment. And then, of course, for the holidays, we have all kinds of wonderful programs. Holiday coming up, of course, that we will be helping with is Easter, where we have Easter baskets for kids and for our seniors. Lots of things, anything, any problem or any concern that anyone from North Ridgeville brings to us, we try to come up with an answer.
We're speaking with June Yost with North Ridgeville Community Care here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the Soup for the Spirit event on Saturday, February 23rd at 6 o'clock at Tom's Country Place in Avon. One of the things that you do, June, which I find pretty interesting, on the North Ridgeville Community Care website, you do something called June's Articles or June's Updates. And in there, you talk about a lot of the projects that you guys have going on. And, you know, this time of the year, very clearly, I would like to think Soup for the Spirit is the biggest project, right?
Oh, but indeed.
you guys certainly have some things in the works for a little bit later on in the spring as well. I know that you guys do certainly a lot as well with the community garden. What kinds of plans do you guys have for the spring?
Well, we will be having our spring garage sale, and then also it will be almost time to start planning and planting the garden, and that is a wonderful experience where some North Ridgeville gardeners plant and care for their garden, and then they bring us the proceeds from that, all of the vegetables, and those are available to our clients. On Wednesdays, we have, it's called Salad Wednesday, and all of the seniors in town and also all of our clients can come in and get the ingredients for salads.
Very cool stuff. Now, as I understand it, this past fall, you had your fall garage sale, and you also had some help with furniture being donated. There was also a storage building that was built in collaboration with the JVS and the North Ridgeville Lions Club. Tell us about this new building.
Oh, it's wonderful. It was built, of course, by the JVS, and it allows us to have a place where we can store pieces of furniture that might be donated, and then a couple times a year while we have the furniture sale. And we have a lady who does that for us. She's very clever in her arrangements, and people can come in and look around and see if there is furniture there that they might like to purchase. And then, of course, those proceeds go to our food bank.
Now, I know you guys are always looking for volunteers that are always certainly welcome for you guys, and I know that over the wintertime, it could be a little bit tough because people are held inside. It's very, very difficult to get out of the house when we have weeks like we had last week when temperatures have a very difficult time getting over zero. But well, what are you looking for exactly in a volunteer?
Oh, somebody who can come in and really care about the people that they are serving. We need people for our front desk. They have to have a little bit of computer knowledge. And then we have our pantry where they put together the food items for the clients to take home. They try to put together some good, healthy, nutritious meals, and then the people can take those. Everything is done based on the individual need. In the fall, we do an individual assessment of each one of our clients and determine what they can use the most.
Very good stuff. Well, June, before we let you go, for our listeners out there that are interested in finding out more information on Soup for the Spirit, where can they go to find out more information and who can they call to get in contact with?
Oh, they can just give us a call at 440-353-9716, and we'll be glad to give them any kind of information on the event. It's a very fun time, and we encourage people to get their tickets. And we still have a few tickets that are left, so they can call, and we will send the tickets out to them.
Again, that's Soup for the Spirit, Saturday, February 23rd, 6 to 11 at Tom's Country Place in Avon. June, thank you so much for the time. A pleasure catching up with you as always, and we hope that Mother Nature cooperates with you guys so you get lots of people to come out and enjoy a nice night at Tom's Country Place on the 23rd.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, June. Again, June Yost with North Ridgeville Community Care joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.